Hi, my name is Sandra. You requested a return call from Eagle Moss Collections. How may I assist you today?
Okay, yeah, I had sent an email to you when I first realized this was going to occur. Didn't seem like I could have done anything to stop it, but for whatever reason, and this is the second time this has happened, so I'm not sure what's going on, I received a duplicate order. I received the other day an Osiris model, and I had already had one for like the last 3 weeks. So I have two of them now. So the boxing and everything, that the one that just came, is all intact. All I need to do is put some tape on it. But how do I get it back to you?
Okay. Now, do you have that order number so I can fill up the order for you?
Yeah, order number is 358-275-6009.
And that's 358-275-6009.
Correct.
Thank you, sir. Let me place you on a brief hold and locate that order for you.
All right.
System is still loading that order for you, sir. Thank you for holding.
Yep.
Thank you for your patience. Can you verify your name and address?
First name Raymond, last name DeMichie, DeMichieI. Address is 1929 Antietam, Antietam, Pittsburgh, PA 15206.
Thank you for verifying the information for me, sir. And it shows that this is an Eagle Moss eShop order. And it shows that it only sent out the Oasis. And you state that you've already received it. But
yeah,
they sent you another
one? I've already had a prior one that I got a couple weeks ago. And here's the thing that says on here that, and I'm not sure exactly, maybe this is part of it, but please find and close your items that were previously back ordered. If any of your items are still back ordered, blah, blah, blah. Well, unless something got screwed up and they mailed me one and then for whatever reason they listed it as a back order. I don't know.
Yes, sir, but you're stating that you received two of the same items.
That's correct.
Okay. Now, what you would need to do to send that back, I can give you the return address. You just need to take it down to the post office. You have to get a return label.
Okay.
To send that back. But let me provide you with that address. Now, what they'd like you to do, you said you didn't open the item. So just send it.
The only thing I opened was the shipping container. Once I saw what it was, you know, I didn't go any further. So the item, the actual box for the item itself is sealed.
Yes, sir. Just put it back in the box that it was shipped in and tape that back up. Take it down to the post office and get you a return label. Let me take a picture of the box, though, or before you tape it back up, of the item inside the box, and inform in that email that they sent you out a duplicate item.
Okay. You know what I'll do is I will take a photograph of both items that I have. You know, the one that just came plus the one I already have.
Yes,
so
sir.
That'll show you that I have two of them.
That's good.
Okay.
Yes, sir. And let me give you their return address.
Okay.
It is Eagle Moss Collections, 201 River Ridge Parkway. And that's RIVERIDGEPARKWAY.
And that would be Jefferson, Indiana, 47130?
Yes, sir. That is correct.
Okay, because this is on my invoice.
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Okay. Where do I get the return label?
You have to pay for that at the post office, sir. They didn't charge you for sending you out that duplicate shipment. You're not required to send it back, but if you would like to send it back, you can.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, are you sure they, because it says on here that amount paid $69.50.
No, sir. It shows that you ordered one of those. They sent out one of those items on January the 4th. How you received two is beyond me. That's not stated anywhere in your notes. So they didn't charge you for sending you two of them. They only charged you for one, and it shows they only sent you one, but you're stating you have two.
Yeah, no, this is like three or four weeks apart. So I paid for both of them.
No, sir. It's showing they only charge you for one Oasis, $64.95. They only charge you for one. I'm not sure how you received two. But if you would like to ship it back, you can, but you do not have to because you are not charged for it.
All right. Well, I'll have to research that a little bit further because I was clearly under the impression that I was. So if I discover that I actually was, despite what your records say, I'll get back to you.
Okay? Yes, sir. That's fine. Well, thank you for calling Eaglemont's Collections. And if you can, we ask that you please hold for a brief one-question survey at the end of your call.
All righty, will do.
Well, thank you for calling Eaglemont's Collections. Please hold the line.